It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, here are a couple pretend neighbors. Yeah, these are dolls. A mother and a daughter. And these are two people in a family who are going to move today. I thought we'd just pretend that they were moving. They're moving from a house that's out on the porch to this house here. Let's take a look. Here you are, mother and daughter. Now you can be unpacking some of the things here while we go outside and get the daddy and the brother. Okay, shall we do that? All right, that's their new house. Here's the daddy and the brother. Mm-hmm. They have some more things to move. So the daddy goes in, brings out a chair, getting ready for the moving van to come, and a table. And he goes in and starts to get something else. And the boy takes back the table and takes back the chair. And the daddy turns around and says, well, why did you bring these back? And the boy says, I don't want them to move anywhere. And the daddy says, well, I know that you like this neighborhood here, but we want you to come with us because you're part of our family. And the boy thinks, gee, I'd like to stay here, but I'd like to go with them. And the daddy says, why don't you help me move the things out, and we can do it together. Okay, the boy says. So the daddy and the boy move the chair out, move the table out, move another chair out. They even move out this big refrigerator together. And the boy thinks he'd really like to be like his dad. I'd like to be just like my dad. He's handsome and he's keen. He knows just how to drive the car and buy the gasoline. And mommy likes the things he does, the way he looks. And gee, I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. Ever feel that way? And so they keep unloading all of the things in the house so it'll be ready for the moving van to come.
Speedy delivery.
Hey, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, speedy delivery, one moving van. And there you are, Mr. Rogers, moving van.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. That's just what we need.
It says right here, moving van.
I can see that.
I see you're moving today, right?
Yes, we've got all the furniture to go from this house to the other. Just pretending
to move, right?
Right, would you like to help us?
Oh, I'd like to, Mr. Rogers, like to very much. I'm very busy today, very busy, so I'll just run right along, Mr. Rogers, and happy moving to you. Happy moving. Good day, brother.
Good day, Mr. McFeely, and thanks for the moving van. Mr. McFeely has lots to do. Yep. Well, we put the furniture right back here. The boy and the father can... I'll help you, gentlemen, with this moving here. In goes the table. And this chair. And last of all, the heavy refrigerator. Okay, we've locked up the moving van. Why don't you fellas sit right up here in the van, ready to move? OK. Okay, let's go. No, we won't take this. This is the bathtub, and this is the toilet. They usually stay right in the house. Mm-hmm. There'll be other ones there. Whoops. Come on up here, fella. Now we move. Here we're moving now. You're about to come to your new home. Moving vans are heavy. There's your mummy and your sister up here. There you are in your new place. I'll help you unload the furniture. Here's the refrigerator. That'll go into the new kitchen. Here's that chair for here. Another chair. And here's the big couch. Some people call this sofa. Mm-hmm. There it is. And last, the table. There. They're moved into their new place. Did you ever watch anybody move? Or did you ever move yourself from one place to another? Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us some real people moving? Okay? Let's go see. Picture Picture, please show us a film about people moving. Some real people moving from one house to another. There's somebody moving out a refrigerator. I think it's a refrigerator. Yes. Well, it's two men moving that big refrigerator. And there it goes into the moving van. Moving vans are very big. There's some children looking at the big van. They're curious to know what's inside. There are some packages. Lots of things to move. Great big boxes. The children are excited. Because their bicycle's going to go too. There goes the chair from the porch. There's the daddy. One of the boys watching. Moving men take very good care of the things. And that's some carpet all rolled up. That'll go to the new house, too. I guess that's all. So they close the doors on the moving van and drive it to the new house in the new neighborhood. Then the mother and dad and the children get into their car and take their little things with them and say goodbye to the old house. We'll miss you, but we're going to a new house. And there's the new house. Children have some of their own toys. The
I just think they'll play in the backyard with their airplanes. There comes the moving van. So now the moving van's there, and the movers will start to bring in the things to the new house. There goes the carpet. And the bicycle. Everything got there safely. And the children take the bicycle out of the way so the movers can take the big furniture in. The couch. One of the movers puts that over the rail so they won't scratch the couch when it comes in. The mother has her own little things to take in. And the dad's helping too. Comes the big couch. Refrigerator. Remember when they moved the refrigerator out of the old house? Now it's going into the new one. And the moving's finished. And the man who's in charge of the moving says, "Will you please sign this book?" And the mother and father sign the book, and that means that the moving is completed. There. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. Picture Picture says, "You're welcome." Well, there's some people in make-believe who are moving, too. Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a look there? There's somebody at the door. Would you look out the window and see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Thank you for looking. Yes, we're coming.
Hello, Mr. McFeely. Just me again, Mr. Rogers. Just me again.
Have you finished your duties? Can you come in?
Oh, haven't time. I just wondered if you could help me, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
I seem to have forgotten the way to someplace else. Could you help me?
Someplace else? You mean where Don Quixote and Lady Elaine have been living. I always try to remember Henrietta Pussycat's little song about someplace else. To go to someplace else, to go to someplace else. First go to meow, turn left at meow, turn right at meow, turn meow at meow.
Oh, now I know, Mr. Rogers. What was mixing me up was turning left at meow, but now I'm all right. You know, Lady Elaine called today, and she wants me to help her and the frogs move.
Oh, good. Well, I know you'll be helpful,
so
too.
I'm going to speak right off now, Mr. Rogers, and help the frogs and help Lady Elaine, and a good day to you, and a thank you for the little meow song.
You're welcome, Mr. McFeely. Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Always helping somebody, Mr. McFeely. Why don't we pretend that we're going to go to someplace else? What we can do is just close our eyes and pretend we're going to meow, and then turn left at meow, and turn right at meow, and turn meow at meow, and pretend we're someplace else. Open your eyes, and there we are. Why, there's Lady Elaine and Don Quixote now.
Well, I sure hope you can take care of everything here, dear.
Yeehaw, I'll do my best, Lady Elaine.
Just remember, if anybody wants to rent a tent, tell him he can rent it, but he can't take it away. They're not for sale.
Okay. Can I help you with any of your moving, Ahi?
No, thanks. I'll carry my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, and Mr. McFeely's going to take my bird chart.
I hope you like your new job, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I will. And I'll come over here once in a while to see how things are going for you. And maybe you'll come and visit me at the museum sometime.
Sure I will. Oh, look, here comes Mr. McFeely now.
Oh, good.
Speedy delivery. Good day, Lady Elaine.
Oh, good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
And good day to you, Don Quixote. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, today is your day to move, Lady Elaine. Now, what can I do to help you?
Well, just my bird chart, dear. If you'll take that, I'll carry my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Oh, I see you have your boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, Lady Elaine. I've heard a lot about that. Yes, I have.
Well, this is it. You want to see it work?
Will it hurt?
Oh, no. But just get ready to have your bicycle ride in the sky.
All righty, Lady Elaine.
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
My goodness gracious sakes alive, Lady Elaine, I'm almost losing my hat here.
What do you think of it, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, it's fine, but just for a few seconds, Don Quixote, just a few seconds.
Do you want to be right side up now, dear?
Oh, yes, Lady Elaine, please, right side up.
All right, then. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
You certainly are a whiz, Lady Elaine, certainly are a whiz.
Well, I have my little tricks, dear, but you're a whiz at delivering, too. Now, I'll get my bird chart for you, and you can take it to the museum.
Isn't she something, though? Funny lady with her boomerang, toomerang.
Lovely birds. Let me see a
there
robin
they are.
And a sandpiper. Lovely, lovely birds.
Yes.
I have an idea.
You do?
I think I'll try it.
Try what, dear?
Your little trick, Lady Elaine, your little trick.
My trick.
Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Well, good for you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, how did you do that without my boomerang here?
Just like this. Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Oh, you're full of laughs, Mr. McFeely. He just turned it over with his hands. Full of laughs you are, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you, Lady Elaine, thank you. But I think we better be on our way. Today's the moving day for you.
Yes, that's right. They're probably looking for me to come to the museum. Well, museum go round, here we come.
Come back and visit, won't you, Lady Elaine?
I will, dear. And you come and see me.
Okay. Yeehaw. Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Don Quixote. Good day.
Come along, dear. Right around here.
Oh, boy. There they've gone.
The Lady Elaine's moving, taking her big bird chart and her boomerang, toomerang, soomerang over to the museum. And Don Quixote will take care of someplace else. Maybe we could go in and see if the trolley's here. I'd like to go to see the neighborhood of make-believe, the other side of it. Let's look. Hey, trolley, you're here already. Yeah. Would you please take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? We'd like to see the Frog family moving to Westwood and Lady Elaine moving into the museum. Please take us, will you?
Evelyn. Wish I could be more of a help, but I just feel like holding my teddy bear today.
Sometimes that really feels good, doesn't it, Ted?
Yes, times like today it does.
Well, your things are all ready to go.
I don't know whether I'm ready or not.
Is your teddy ready?
Hey, teddy ready, that's a poem. Ready, Teddy? Teddy ready? I guess he's ready.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teddy's ready. And maybe Tad's ready?
Maybe.
Is your mother ready?
Yes. She's just waiting for Mr. McFeely to come and take everything. He's going to move us on his bicycle.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I just wonder if he'll ever get here.
Oh, Mommy.
There are a lot of things to think about at the last minute, aren't there, Mrs. Frog?
Oh, yes, my dear. Moving is just so hard, you know. It's just so hard.
It's hard on everyone.
Yes, well, Teddy's ready, Mommy.
Well, dear, I'm glad somebody is.
Yes.
Speedy delivery here.
Oh, there it comes. Oh,
Mr. McFeely's coming up the hill.
Oh, there he comes. Now, you can tell him that all of these things go, and I'll go in and get the last few things.
Everything?
And, oh, Tad, yes. Please don't get in the way. And, oh, you will take care of him.
Yes, I promise.
Oh, so much to do, so much.
So much to do. Oh, do be careful, Mrs. Frog.
Good day, Lady Evelyn. Good day there, Tad.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
All these things to go.
All those things to go.
Hold on,
we'll just put them right in the basket. Oh, and this is for the museum, Mrs. Frog.
Oh, my. Well, I've never seen that before.
Well, no, it's a Lady Elaine.
Oh, I see. It's very fine. That's a very nice chart. I think she's just going to do fine.
Moving day.
Oh, hello, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hello, everyone. Here comes the new curator. Yes.
We wish you the very best, Lady Elaine.
Thank you, dear.
Now remember the instructions I gave you. Keep one nightlight on, and all the others can be off at night.
Yes, well, I'll do that. I'll try to remember all of those things. Now, can I help you with your moving here?
Oh, yes, Lady Elaine. That would be great.
Oh,
just hand things.
Thank you. Well, there we are. I'll leave my boomerang there.
Oh, thank you.
Does that help you any, dear?
Thank you, Mrs. Ross.
Here's one, dear.
Yes. Oh, handle with care.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Careful.
Here's another box.
There's some big ones coming.
Just so
good.
Oh, thank you, Mrs.
Can you get this one, dear?
There's that one.
Oh, you're all such a big help.
Well, we're trying to be, dear.
Fine.
Yes, moving's a hard time.
Is that it, Lady Evelyn? One more coming up? All righty. Right down this floor. That's all.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Mrs.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. Well, we're just going to do all we can to keep this the grand place that you've made it, Mrs. Frog.
Oh, dear, that's so good of you. And remember that if you need any help, be sure to come over and we'll have a little chat, just a little visit.
Oh, of course I will.
Everybody's going to come and visit us in Westwood, I hope.
Oh, you'll have lots of visitors, Ted.
Oh,
well, folks,
good.
It's time to go. I'll just leave the
way.
Goodbye, Ted. You'll be fine. I know you will.
Ted.
Yes?
Goodbye. Take care.
Oh, kiss my Teddy, will you, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Well, time to go. There goes Mr. McFeely. Okay, Mommy, I'm with you. Coming.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Keep growing, Tad.
Happiness in your life ahead.
We'll come to visit you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, let's get to work on the museum here.
Okay.
Yep. Here we are.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
What's wrong, dear?
They forgot something.
What is it?
This.
Oh, King Friday's portrait. Heavens!
Well, maybe they're not too far along. I'll run and try and catch up with them.
Okay, fine. But come and help when you can, will you?
I will, Lady Elaine.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Such busy times, these moving times. Well, here I am. I'm the curator of a museum. Who would have thought it? Isn't it great? The curator of the museum go-round. The curator of the museum go-round.
Well, Tad couldn't tell whether he was ready to go or not. No, he wanted to stay because he likes the neighborhood of make-believe. But he wants to go, too, because he wants to be with his mom and dad. And see what Westwood's like.
Yeah.
Boy, I bet he'll be surprised to see Lady Aberlin coming for a visit so soon. Sure, she had to take the portrait. Sometimes you do forget something like that, but somebody brings it to you. Here's our family here. Wonder how they're doing.
Do you like it now that you're here with us, son?
You bet I do. I've found all sorts of new things.
Mm-hmm. You do find new things in a new neighborhood and a new house. I think I better take this to Mr. McFeely. He loaned it to us, you know. Moving van, it says. Hope the frogs like Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take Tad a while to get used to it. But he will. He's growing. That's what growing's all about. Learning to be new places and do new things. I like you. Yeah. And I'll see you tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know that. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. No matter whether you're living in your old house or moving to a new place. No. You're always yourself. And you take yourself with you. Mm-hmm. That's what's so important. You who are growing. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
Thank you.